History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
During the summer of 1763, Pittsburgh successfully defended themselves against an American Indian uprising known as Pontiac's Rebellion. More than 175 years later, in 1947, this historic tale inspired a star-studded Hollywood movie. Shortly after the conclusion of the French and Indian War, American Indians resisted restrictive British trade policies and the invasion of white settlers west of the Appalachian Mountains. Many tribes banded together in a widespread resistance movement known as Pontiac's Rebellion. By June 1763, the uprising reached the forks of the Ohio. Panicked settlers retreated behind the walls of Fort Pitt. After 2 months of sporadic attacks, the Allied Indian warriors moved 25 miles east of Pittsburgh to intercept a British column moving toward Fort Pitt. Led by Colonel Henry Bouquet, the British defeated the Indians at the Battle of Bushy Run, preserving Fort Pitt and restoring a tenuous peace to the frontier. In 1947, Cecil B. DeMille brought the story of the Siege of Pittsburgh to the silver screen. DeMille, known for blockbusters such as Cleopatra and The Ten Commandments, featuring an ensemble cast at the peak of their careers, the stars included Gary Cooper, Paulette Goddard, Boris Karloff, and Howard Da Silva. The film premiered at Lowe's Penn Theater in September 1947 with plenty of Hollywood fanfare, featuring one of the largest parades in Pittsburgh history. Governor James Duff, Mayor David Lawrence, and Director Cecil B. DeMille led the procession of covered wagons through the streets of downtown. Lawrence Welk's band played for the red carpet party at the William Penn Hotel, where he introduced his famous bubble machine. Today, visitors can learn the true story of the Siege of Pittsburgh at the Fort Pitt Museum in historic Point State Park.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.